perhaps the minister should have taken the question on notice.
Yeah.
Let me just lay it out for the minister. Marcia Smith is paid by the Big Oil and Coal Association to lobby this minister and this government on the development of its energy plan. At the same time, she was also being paid by this government to work on the same energy plan. The contract that this government signed was a $22,000 contract for her to do this work. Does the minister see the problem at all? That there is a conflict here? Does he see the problem? Yes or no?
Minister of Energy and Mines.
Well, Mr. Speaker, again, I don't want to go through all the points that I just went through because I believe these more British Columbians, Mr. Speaker, are very happy with the energy plan that this government, under the leadership of our Premier, released last November. It's an energy plan that takes us well into the future. The member over there is picking at straws, trying to find anything wrong that they can. But unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, they have not been able to, other than trying to mislead people in some instances. We have a very good energy plan in the province of British Columbia, one that's designed to take British Columbia well into the future, and we are looking forward to actually going along with that energy plan well into the future. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Leader of the opposition.
Well, Mr. Speaker, the minister is playing dumb. That's what my notes say, but I actually don't think he's playing. I actually think he may be dumb on this one. It's an outright conflict, Mr. Speaker. It is an outright conflict for the minister to pay Marcia Smith to help him with his energy plan when she's already on the payroll of big oil and mining companies to lobby him on the same plan. But there's more, Mr. Speaker, new information. Two of National Public Relations' top lobbyists, Michael Goring and Randy Wood, are also registered lobbyists for Accenture. National Public Relations employees lobbying for Accenture. The same folks who benefited from this government's privatization of BC Hydro. These two gentlemen report to Marcia Smith. So while the government is busy negotiating a deal with Accenture and drafting the final energy policy, which included the Accenture deal, Marcia Smith is also lobbying for Accenture. She's also lobbying for Big Oil. And at the same time, she's being paid by this minister to advise him about the Liberal energy plan. Can the minister stand up now and tell us how this is not a conflict?
Minister of Energy and Mines.
Well, Mr. Speaker, as normal, the opposition is trying to dig under every straw and everything to see what they can find is wrong. And now they talk about Accenture. Mr. Speaker, isn't it interesting? The deal with Accenture that BC Hydro has will save ratepayers $250 million over 10 years. Is that a bad deal? I think that's a good deal for British Columbia.